The Metroplex abuzz this morning about the Mavericks winning the NBA draft lottery with a 1.8% chance they'll get the number one pick in the June draft, and it is expected they will take Cooper Flagg. So we're trying to talk to as many members of the organization about this as we can, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Mavericks head coach, Jason Kidd. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Okay. We're doing great. Congratulations on winning this lottery, and
We won the lottery. Is this going to be like $400 million or like $900 million?
No.
Should I take this in like the 30-year payouts with annuities and stuff, or should I take the lump sum?
No. It wasn't the mega jackpot. It was the NBA draft lottery that you won.
What? We won the NBA. The NBA has a lottery? Are they paying $500 million? $900 million? What, should I take the lump sum or the annuities?
It's draft order.
Well, it could pay in a big way. In fact, most think it's going to bring Cooper Flagg to your town and to your team. And
okay,
so how do you think you'll initially use Cooper Flagg? Bring him along slowly or throw him right into the fire?
Well, I mean, I don't think we'd waste the number one pick by using him as firewood. That seems weird to throw him in a fire. First of all, I think you greatly overestimate the need that NBA teams have for campfires to begin with. I mean, and second of all, if we did have a need for a campfire, would we probably just use firewood?
Well, yeah, I don't think
you're draft pick for fuel.
No, I don't think you're understanding.
I mean, I know skin graft technology's gotten better, but why would we take a guy and then put him through that sort of challenge so early on?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, I think your recommendation for immolation is all kinds of bad and not thoughtful. So
I apologize.
Really, if you think about it, after this draft, Dallas is going to be the flag capital of the world.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to put on this headset again.
Well,
and I like to think of myself as a man of faith, and I'd like to think there are a few people around here that would back me up on that.
Okay. Well, how about this? The fact that you get the first number one overall pick, the 1-1, I mean, what a bounce back after Nico drove this team off the cliff.
Well, Nico, he's done a lot for this team. You shouldn't bag on him so much. And I mean, now you got people so mad at him that they're accusing him of things that he didn't do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like what you've just done. I mean, he's never been our team driver, so how could he drive this team off a cliff?
Okay,
you're not thinking. You're just mad. You're just mad. That's all there is. Now, there is one time that Kyrie took control of the team bus and ramped a roundabout, and we landed inside somebody's condo filled with exotic animals. I mean, and Luca, he wrestled with an anaconda for like 30 minutes until P.J. Washington had to trap it in a laundry bag and take it out and dump it in Lake Grapevine. Maybe that's what you're thinking about. Is that it?
That must have been it. That must have been it.
Thinking about Kyrie took control of the team bus, ramped around exotic animals. Luca wrestled anaconda 30 minutes, P.J. Washington, trap it laundry bag, dump it in Lake Grapevine. Is that what you think about?
Yeah, it must have been it, Coach. I'm sorry.
How did we miss that story?
I don't know.
Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us here on the Ticket.
That's right.
Well, after the organization just seemed to hit rock bottom after the Luka trade, now with Cooper Flagg coming to town, this is a real chance for a Phoenix rising from the ashes story.
Whoa, okay, buddy. Listen, okay, you're writing some sports headlines that I don't agree with. I mean, why would us taking Cooper Flagg make the Suns come up out of some detritus from a conflagration? You know, I mean, that'd be a weird turn of events there. I mean,
I
think of anything, this will make Dallas rise from a bad circumstance of like the Luka trade, not make the Phoenix Suns come up out of some charcoal-based particulate matter. I mean, that's weird.
Gosh. No, I wasn't talking about the Phoenix Suns, it's like an old myth, the bird rising from the ashes of a fire is what I meant.
Well, I'm no ornithologist, so I know nothing about O.J. Simpson. So, moreover, I know nothing about birds. Unless you're talking about Larry Bird. Maybe that's what you meant?
No.
Is that what you meant?
Oh, yeah.
Larry Bird? Rising from the wreckage that O.J. left across Brentwood on the night of June 12th, 1994?
No, I wasn't talking about that at all.
Okay. Well, do you at least feel like after you win the lottery last night, we don't have to go through the whole lottery thing again, but that maybe, just maybe, the basketball gods are smiling on the Mavericks?
Well, I'm not into theology, but I didn't know that there are separate gods for basketball. I mean, is it like a committee and some of the gods I already know serve on it, like Jesus or Vishnu or Buddha or Tom Brady or some of them? I mean, if there are basketball gods that look after basketball, then why did they forsake me when I sent my Escalade into an embankment while crying about Tony Braxton? I mean, you thought they would have protected me, or maybe protected P.J. Carlissimo when Latrell Sprewell was doing erotic risotto asphyxiation on him.
I don't think that's what it was. But
no basketball guys, man.
Well, I mean, basically, though, people are just wondering, as the GM and coach have to work together on this, are you and Nico attached at the hip?
What?
You know, I mean, are you working?
What, George?
Are you working in concert with each other?
We're doing a concert as Siamese twins? I mean, when I'm not Siamese, I've never been Siam, and how could we be joined at the hip? I mean, and if you think we were joined at the hip, you would think you would have found out about that before now.
Well,
we would have had surgery to get separated and our penises linked into something. That would have happened by now, man.
Bingo.
Oh, wow.
He's excited.
Power laughing.
He's excited about the whole number one pick thing.
I got to go. I got to go concentrate on how to prevent Nico from screwing this up.
All right, see you, Coach.
See ya.
There goes Jason Kidd.